head coach of the Pittsburgh Penguins, coming off a victory last night in which they scored 8 goals. And but the shocking part, when you look at it, you think that's an easy game, Mike. But you guys were in a big-time hole before you erupted.
Yeah, we got down early with that first 10-second goal, and then we're behind in the second period 3-1. And so we've had some different scenarios in the first part of the year here, which is good for us as a coaching staff to sort of see where our team is at and having to come from behind and sort of wait out until we got an opportunity, which we did on the power play. We were fortunate to get a 5-on-3 goal, and then that sort of created momentum.
But the type of game that you expected on a nightly basis when you signed as a head coach of the Pittsburgh Penguins, right, Mike?
No, not really. Yeah, I know how tight this league is and how close the games are from night to night, so you rarely get a night where you're going to capitalize on your opportunity, sort of like we did last night. And New Jersey is, as you guys know, a very good team defensively, and it was just a matter of our power play got us rolling, and then we were fortunate to get a few other bounces.
You see Peters in Carolina, you're feeling pretty good about yourself right now, aren't you?
No, I know. You look at different teams, Doug, around the league, as you guys have, and I'm sure for Bill down there with the injuries they've had to start the season, he's much like us in training camp. We had so many guys out in training camp. I was excited just to start the season because we had everybody in our lineup. And so I'm sure Carolina, once they, now with Stahl coming back, once they get everybody in their lineup, they'll start to roll.
Big trade. Hornquist comes in and settles in and looks like a real nice fit with Sid and Kunitz. Spalling is a guy that you've used in a lot of situations and looks like you really like this guy.
Yeah, you're right about we acquired both those players in the James Neal trade, and Spalling is a type of player that as a coach you feel really comfortable with on the bench because he can play center. He didn't play a lot in Nashville, but he has played over his career quite a bit, and we used him in training camp because we were without Crosby and Malkin, so we got some reps at center. But I can put him on the right side, the left side. He kills penalties. He's responsible defensively, and I think he still has a pretty good upside offensively. And then for sure, Hornquist has had a good start to the season. He's a very direct player in his game. He's good around the net. He takes a lot of shots. His shot volume is way up there. And I think that for that line, he really complements the line.
Hey, Mike, we all know that guys like Crosby and Malkin are special players, but we don't have the luxury now of watching them on a daily basis. What are some of the things that you've seen now that might have even surprised you or you didn't really know of before when it comes to especially Crosby in this instance?
Yeah, well, with both those guys, the one thing for me that really struck me was how hard they practice and how hard they work at their game. You know, we go out for practices, and Doug, I'm sure you knew when you were coaching, is that at certain times of the year, you're going to really have to manage your schedule because of the demands of the games and how long you practice. Where I came from the junior level last year, it didn't really matter if guys were a little bit tired. You had long-term goals. You're trying to get the guys to the next level. But how hard these guys practice, Malkin and Crosby, on a daily basis, I really have to watch the length of practice because we want to practice hard. We want to practice intense. But I've got to shorten the length a little bit because of how hard they practice, which is a great sign that your leaders practice that hard.
Brandon Sutter, tried him on the second line. He's been a good third line guy. Where do you see him fitting in, Mike? I mean, can you get him into that top six group, or do you see him being that really solid number three guy?
Well, my goal for Brandon coming into the year was to try and get a player with him that could be a really good complementary player, and it proved it in training camp that through the exhibition games that Bo Bennett and Sutter work really well together. And Bennett got the injury, so that threw a wrinkle into the plans. So I bumped Sutter up, put Malkin on the wing to start the year just so Gino wouldn't have to play down low and really grind it out through the first couple of games down low defensively. And Sutter's so good defensively. But really, he is a second-line center in all reality, except with our team, we have two great centers in the top two spots. But Sutter's one guy who, if you look at his minutes, he plays the same minutes as Sid or Gino. He just plays a little bit different role on a nightly basis where he has to face the other team's top guys a lot.
Mike Johnson is the head coach of the Pittsburgh Penguins, who have 5 wins in their first 8 games. A first-year head coach behind that bench. How do you set goals when you take over a team like this?
Well, the interesting thing was there were a lot of changes, including the coaching staff, a little bit with management, and then for sure with player personnel as well. So our big thing coming in was just to set an identity for the group and to develop the chemistry with the team. And so as any other team, you're working with that group over the first month or 2 months on the chemistry. And as the team gels together, then everything else starts to flow. But we've had a template of how we want to play, and it is a process in doing that. But it's a great group to coach, as I've mentioned, with the leadership in our core group, and then also with the players that we have surrounding them. I've really enjoyed it. It's been a great group to work with.
Mike, there seems to be this ongoing saga when it comes to Marc-Andre Fleury, and almost to the point where now it doesn't matter what kind of regular season he has, where he is on the wins list. It's just all about getting this team back to a Stanley Cup final or winning it. As a new guy coming in, do you try to pick up the speed of what's transpired with him the last few years, or do you just block it out and say, it's his start, go play, and I'll worry about today and tomorrow, that's it?
Well, a little bit of both, because certainly as a staff coming in, we took a look at what's happened in the past with the team and with individual players, and you recognize that. But the key thing, I think, is when you have a schedule with 82 games, you have to worry about every game and week to week, because to get a good spot in the playoffs, to be prepared for the playoffs, it's how you play during the season. And yeah, there may be some playoff series in the past that Marc-Andre hasn't played as well in, but there's other playoff series where he has. So if we can build good habits throughout the year, that we look at them and we look at our team and we say, if we play that way right now in October, November, those are going to be the habits we're going to need when it comes playoff time, then we're in a good place.
Before we let you go, just want to ask, who was your goaltender when you won the national championship at UNB?
And we didn't win the national championship when I was there.
No, he didn't win. He helped build it.
Probably Doug McClain that won the national championship at UNB.
He helped build it.
Because they have a reunion every summer. And the guy that keeps talking about you, I just wanted you to mention his name, because he mentions your name all the time, and Chris Summers.
Yeah, well, he tells people he won a national championship, so because it flows that UNB have won a lot, you see? And they make a lot of noise at our beach. Yeah, I'd love to keep talking about Chris Summers. He's a great kid. But anyway, you can't win with Fleury, with Kiprios and Healy. I almost had to pull my hair out the other night trying to debate it with them, that you guys are going to sign him. You're going to go with him. You guys believe in him. So don't try to sell it with these guys, because it's a waste of time.
Yeah, the most important thing for me, though, is the players. They believe in him. You know, he is a glue guy on this team, and the players really rally around him. They play for him. They play hard for him. So that's a great sign. And now we have to, as Nick mentioned, we don't want to focus on the playoffs. We want to focus on what he's doing now and how that's going to reflect when it comes playoff time.
Okay, let's go back to Chris Summers now again.
Kippy, do you want to respond to that?
No. I'll just dust myself off from
and tell your buddy Healy the same
thing. Being thrown under the bus by Mac. That's all.
Okay. Let's go back to Chris Summers, how great a goalie he was.
He was a good goaltender, but he's got a lot of respect for you as well, Mike. Congratulations on the start.
Good luck,
Mike. Thanks for taking the time for us.
Thanks, guys. I appreciate it.